John. Welcome or welcome back to our online community content. If you would, after this episode, go ahead and take a moment and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you can also visit our website, fccbrazil.org, where you can find all of our podcasts and any other online community content that we post. But most of all, I hope that you find this next presentation inspiring to lead you to a loving Father, a caring community, and a life-changing faith. Enjoy.
Today I was thinking about how do we help people who are hurting and how do we have compassion for them. And oftentimes they're not really seeking the truth. They may be just venting and hurting, and how do we come alongside? It brings me to a story that Jesus told about a man, a Jew, that was robbed on his way to Jerusalem. It's in Luke chapter 10. We all know the story. It's the Good Samaritan. A priest went by, a Levite or a temple helper went by. Both of them avoided the robbed, broken, hurting man. But the despised Samaritan came alongside of him and had compassion for him. He bound his wounds. He took him to an inn and paid for the time it would take for him to heal up. And then he told the innkeeper, "I'll be back by and I will pay for anything else." And then Jesus asked the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "Who showed compassion for this beaten man?" And they said, "The Samaritan." They wouldn't even say the words "the Samaritan." But that brings us to a point that a lot of times we're called to have compassion and we already know the answers and we feel like they ought to get it and they don't. And oftentimes we as Christians come off as judgmental and harsh and incompassionate. And I would challenge you to think about this in a different way. To have compassion like you weren't a Christian. And in saying that, just remove all judgment and just be there. Be present. Listen. Maybe tell them about your relationship with Jesus. But suspend judgment. Because the one who showed compassion was the person who made the difference in the story. And thankfully, we have a God of all compassion and comfort that hears our stories. And oftentimes, we suffer for our own mistakes. Or other people's mistakes. And we just need to give the grace that people need every day. So, I want to challenge you to be compassionate today. Thank you.